here in the Sky Dome with Devils coach Andrew Lord after a 3-2 victory against the Coventry Blaze. And Andrew, two nights of hockey, two hard wins. What are your emotions right now?
Very proud of the guys. I thought last night where there were minutes where maybe we weren't at our best, I thought tonight we had a very good performance. 60 minutes throughout. I thought we came out of the gates flying. I thought we kept the momentum going pretty much throughout the game. And really it just came down to not executing. We just didn't finish early in the game, and I thought we had plenty of opportunities. Hats off to Coventry. I thought their goaltender was unbelievable. I thought their D played very, very hard. We know what their D core is like, and they played us physical. They boxed out very well, and they made it tough. And to see the resiliency, to see the guys not get down on themselves after a lot of hockey lately and maybe not having that scoring touch for a lot of skilled hockey players tonight, to then find it in the third speaks volumes of what these guys are made of.
You talked about a fast start last night. Certainly in the first 10 minutes tonight, it was free-flowing Devils hockey. No goals came of it, but it looked as though at that point you were really in the groove.
Yeah, we were. I thought the whole first, and again, the whole game, but particularly in that first, the guys came out flying, and I thought guys like Joe Haddad and Justin Farina really set the tone at the start of the first and second period of their first shift there and got us on the right foot. And yeah, it was a funny coming in after the first and not having anything to show for it. But again, veteran group guys didn't panic, and some clutch goals from a couple very clutch players in the third period.
You say about not panicking. I know you don't like me watching you and the rest of the bench, but standing above on the gantry tonight, even when it went 2-1 again, everyone was calm on the bench. You were geeing the guys up, and it just seemed that there was an element of control there.
Yeah, it was good, and you know we've been here before. Now we got some veteran guys that have done this a ton, and we have a bunch of guys that did this all last year, so it's nothing new. We know the waves of emotion in hockey and how fast it can change, and it seemed like there was a lot of momentum shifts and a lot of things that, you know, would change the course of the game tonight. And I thought the guys did a good job of keeping it going.
And just finally, Andrew, in terms of game changes, Gleeson Fournier, man of the match, on a small compact ice, the best skater in the league, still finds room to get it done.
Yeah, he's how fun is that guy to watch? Just effortless, unbelievable high-end speed, unbelievable shiftiness, and you know, he's got we've seen that shot a lot now down the wing, and beautiful textbook through a screen top corner. It was a big goal to really get us going.
Andrew, very successful weekend. Four points on the board. A little bit of rest and recovery for Milton Keynes now.
Yeah, not much. Quick turnaround, and you know, I don't think it's a big deal. I think this is where you want to be. Right in the mix every night. Big games, emotion-filled games. Great, you know, great crowd. What support from our fans? Seeing again a couple sections completely packed out, going wild, and we're going to need that to continue here going forward. And yeah, I think the guys are excited for this next game and the next two games against another very good team.
I think the whole Devils fan base is excited at the moment. Andrew, thanks for coming out so quickly and joining us.
Thanks, Paul.